Blackstone Audio presents The Red Herring Theory by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
The Red Herring Theory. The party was over. Their friends had come, shuffled themselves, been reshuffled, worn thin with the evening, and then, papery post-midnight presences, had conjured themselves out the door. The Maples were left with each other, and a profusion of cigarette butts and emptyish glasses. The dishes were stacked dirty in the kitchen. The children slept in innocence upstairs. Still, the couple, with a hysterical after-energy of duty done, refused to go to bed, but instead sat in a living room grown suddenly hollow and huge. "What messy people," Joan said, perched upright in a director's chair of natural wood and green canvas. "Grinding Fritos into a shag rug, they're so sloppy." Richard saw that she was in a judgmental mood. Her pronouncements when she was in this mood fascinated him. "Isn't that how we act?" he asked, sprawled on the off-white sofa, its pillows battered by a succession of bodies. "When we go out?" The seats they had chosen placed Joan higher and displayed to his view the admirable clean line of her jaw. "Not at all," she said positively. "We clean up what we spill. We always leave together, too."
"That was odd," Richard agreed. "Do you think Jim was sick or mad?"
"Maybe he was so mad it made him sick."
"Was he mad at me?"
"Well," Joan said, "you did keep dancing with her even after he put on his overcoat." "Surely a suburban man," was the languid reply of her husband, who in his adolescence had seen a number of Mr. and Mrs. North movies, "has the right to dance with his mistress." Joan's reply was enviably firm. "Marlene is not your mistress."